Kay in for Mark Steiner here on The Mark Steiner Show, your source for cool jazz and more WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. Today we're talking about the 150th anniversary of the ratification of the 13th Amendment. Call us at 410-319-8888, tweet us at Mark Steiner or at Kay Whitehead, or visit us on our Facebook page or online at www.steinershow.org. But first, yesterday was a tumultuous day. Early in the morning, one person was killed and several more were injured in a mass shooting in Savannah, Georgia. And then someone was shot and killed outside of a health clinic in Houston, Texas, and just 10 miles from the San Bernardino Health Clinic, in which 14 people were killed and approximately 20 people were injured, there were reports that shots had been fired near a Target store. At this time, there have been more mass shootings this year than there have been days in the year, approximately 5 per day. Joining me to talk about this very briefly, because we are going to cover this more in detail on Monday's show, but we don't want to let this day go by with it, at least just touching on these issues for just a moment. I have with me Jen Polioconis. She's a legislative director for Marylanders to Prevent Gun Violence, and she's the mother of two boys. She got involved in gun policy after the Sandy Hook mass shooting. Good morning, Jen. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I think we should start with some definitions, because a mass shooting, if I'm not mistaken, refers to an incident involving multiple victims of gun violence. It can be in the form of mass murder or massacre, and is commonly categorized as a murder of four or more people with no cooling off period. I think sometimes people get confused about what a mass shooting is. And this year, we've already had more mass shootings than we had in 2014. We're on track to outpace 2013. Can you talk a bit about why you think we've seen such an uptick in mass shootings this year?
Yeah, and thank you for defining the mass shooting. A lot of people are unaware what constitutes a mass shooting, and a lot of people are unaware as to how many mass shootings happen every day and throughout the year. As they've increased, it's because no one has closed any of the private cell loopholes on background checks. The majority of the gun laws that we have in this country are a patchwork of loose laws, state by state. We don't have anything solid on the national books. So there is way too much easy access for dangerous people to have guns. And until our leaders take a stand and fix some of those laws, then we're going to keep seeing the mass shootings increasing. We're going to keep seeing the everyday shootings increasing. And we're going to keep seeing suicide deaths as well.
Now, the president said yesterday, and I'm quoting him here, some may be aware of the fact that we have a no-fly list where people can't get on planes. But those same people who we don't allow to fly could go into any store right now in the United States and buy a firearm, and there's nothing we can do to stop them. He said that yesterday.
This is true. This is called the terror gap. And while so many people in this country are concerned about terrorism and protecting our country from terrorism, a lot of our Congress people have made it so that people who are even on the no-fly list have access to guns. But the larger problem is that even if we close the terror gap, even if we made it so that no one on the no-fly list could gain access to guns, those same people could still go through a private sale and not through a federally licensed dealer. And whether this is at a gun show, or now as more and more guns are being sold in the internet, they could buy any gun wherever they want to do it and whatever kind of gun they want to buy. And it can be someone on the no-fly list. It can be someone who is just a dangerous person. We don't know who these dangerous people are. So maybe we should make it a little more difficult for them to gain access to these guns.
Now, we have to talk about San Bernardino, which is just horrifying, and which is now actually number 6 on the list of the most deadly mass shootings in this country. I said at the top of the show that yesterday was tumultuous. I think I went through at least 3 shootings that occurred, as well as shots being fired at a Target store. But you kind of corrected me a bit and said that people are really not aware of how many mass shootings happen every day. So how do we make sense of this?
Well, and it's the perfect example is that so many people have heard about the shooting at the Inland Regional Center in San Bernardino, but most didn't even hear about the shooting, the mass shooting in Savannah, Georgia. And as the mass shootings have gotten worse and worse, we've almost become immune to a reaction to it. And I've noticed that some people even get confused. They happen so often that people almost, they don't even know which mass shooting you're talking about. And as that has happened, people have gotten less involved, and people aren't calling their legislators. And so that's what we need to do. We need to make a big change. We need to call our congresspeople. We need to call our senators and representatives on the national level, and we need to tell them to close the private sale loophole. We need to tell them that we need, and that's just the basis. We need to tell them that we need licensing, whether on the national level or Representative Chris Van Hollen has a bill that's incentivizing other states around the country to adopt licensing laws similar to what we have here in Maryland. So you have to have a fingerprint and a license before you can get a handgun. And we need to close the terror gap. There are so many common sense solutions that we know work. And even right here in Maryland, at the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Policy and Research, Professor Webster has done studies showing that licensing has saved lives in Connecticut. There's been a 40% reduction of homicides in Connecticut since they adopted their licensing laws. And in Missouri, there was a 25% increase in homicides when they repealed their licensing law. So,
well, now, if I can, I want to kind of narrow it a little bit, because I know we don't have much time. I want to talk about Baltimore, because we're talking about things that are happening around the country. But here in Baltimore, we have seen an uptick in homicides this year. We're already at 315. And since it's December 3rd, we still have about a month to go. Can you talk about what Marylanders to Prevent Gun Violence is trying to do about this?
One of the tragedies that I see following a mass shooting is that these garner all of the attention. People aren't talking about the gun deaths that are happening every day in cities across the country, and right here in our own city of Baltimore. I grieve for our city, as homicides have reached over 300 this year. The majority of those are gun deaths. As we've passed really strong laws here, we have a licensing law here in Maryland, but the problem is that 44% of our guns come from states with loose laws. Virginia is right next door.
So 44% that are coming in here mm-hmm. are from places that don't have the type of restrictions that we have here.
Exactly. And so we need to make those calls to our senators. We need to make those calls to our representatives and get something on the national books. We can use licensing as a national model mm-hmm. to save lives here in Maryland that are for people who are dangerous people who are currently able to get guns from out of state. And even next week, you can attend the National Vigil for Gun Violence Victims down at St. Mark's Episcopal Church in D.C.
And we will link to that. That's mm-hmm. in D.C. Okay.
That's right. And there's also the National Gun Violence Prevention Sabbath that following weekend through the 10th and 12th. And that's where if you are involved in a congregation, you can say a prayer. And even better, you can do a call to action to your congregation so that we can educate more people and get more people involved to call their congresspeople to make the changes on the national level that we need.
Now, before we go, can you give us your website so people want more information? Where can they go?
You can go to www.marylanderstopreventgunviolence.org, and you can join us and you can begin volunteering and getting involved right away.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming in. We will address this topic more in detail on Monday at 10 a.m. here on the Mark Steiner Show, after more of the facts have come out about what happened yesterday. If you have questions or comments, and I know that you do, so feel free to email them to us at steinershow.org, and we will address them on Monday as more details about what happened are released and we're trying to wrestle with us. Also, join us on January 13th for the 13th Annual Annapolis Summit at the Governor Calvert House in Annapolis. It's your chance to hear and have your questions heard, where we talk with Governor Larry Hogan, Senate President Mike Miller, and House Speaker Michael Bush. Event details and information about sponsorships can be found at thedailyrecord.com/Annapolis-summit or call Morgan Cook at 443-524-8181. 443-524-8181 or email Morgan Cook. It's morgan.cook@thedailyrecord.com. This is sponsored by The Daily Record, Stevenson University, Alexander and Cleveland. Be part of the Annapolis Summit. Call us 443-524-8181 and be right back, because we're going to discuss the 13th Amendment. So stay with us.